End of the first quarter here at Steel Stadium in Mishawaka. Great to have you with us wherever you are listening, however you are listening, on the radio or on the internet. 7-0 Cavemen. Starting quarter two, Mishawaka scoring on the opening play from scrimmage in the game. Warsaw facing third down and 5 from the Mishawaka 15, now headed toward the south end of Steel Stadium. That's the end that the school building is on. Whistle sounds, play ready to resume. Quentin Brock from the middle of the field with Zellinger behind him. And it's a keeper. Van Brock is going to be stood up. He got to the 22. It's a gain of 3 yards. It's fourth down and 2 again. They just converted. This time the field goal unit is coming on. Mason Smythe will try to get the Tigers on the board. Mason, 7 of 9. In field goal attempts this season, the two he didn't make were both blocked. This will be a 29-yard try from right in the middle of the field. And again, no breeze at all as we begin quarter number two. Villema the hold. Habegger will snap it back to him. Mason steps it off. And everyone is ready. Good snap, spot is down, kick is up, has plenty of the distance, however, it is good. Just inside the right upright. 11:08 left to play here, quarter two. Mishawaka leads Warsaw 7-3. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Pretty important, Will Shepherd, to get something out of that drive.
Yeah, we had to come up with an answer. It wasn't exactly the answer we wanted, but Smythe is too great a weapon not to use in that situation, and get back in the game. Now hopefully Smythe can put it in the end zone and do a three and out on the Cavemen.
Twice the Tigers have had the ball inside the Mishawaka 40-yard line to start a drive. They have just the 3 points to show for it. Smythe now to boot it from the 40. And he'll drive it deep. And this one will bounce at the 7 and then go out of bounds. That ball bounced almost, well, it was outside the numbers. And it took a hard left turn and goes out of bounds. And so Mishawaka will, I think, take the football. That's what they're going to do. 11:08 left to play in the half. 7-3 now in favor of the Cavemen. And they'll start from the 35-yard line.
The defense has done a nice job last couple series of not giving Mishawaka room to breathe, tackle to tackle. Be aware of Coach Kinder, coming up with a trick play or working our edge.
Something to relieve the pressure. Warsaw is trying to do the same thing when they have the ball. These two teams, these two coaching staffs, know each other so well. Fisher from the 35. Hands off to Miller up the middle, and he'll get 4 yards out to the 39-yard line. Woodward and Rosas on the stop for the Tigers. Second down and 6. He's a handful.
Yeah, he's got great body lean. He's strong and fast. It's a fullback nightmare when you're on defense to have someone low to the ground like that just churns up yards.
Second down and 6 from the 39. 10.5 minutes left to play here in the opening half. The Colliers Family of Brands halftime show is coming up after quarter two, so stay tuned for that. Fisher will send Bryce in motion. Hand off to Miller up the middle. He gets spun around and goes down. A saving tackle made there by Gabrich after a gain of 5. Out to the 44, it'll be third down and 1. You and I were talking on the way up here, Will, about third and less than 2 for Mishawaka with a quarterback who's 6'3", 230, is almost a given first down.
Yeah, we're going to have to get in better down and distance situation.
Tigers showing blitz. Flags fly. They're going to say Warsaw jumped across the line of scrimmage. We are looking right at the line of scrimmage, and no one jumped across the line. That is not a good call. But it's going to cost the Tigers 5 yards, and it's going to be an automatic first down for Mishawaka to their 49-yard line. The rule is you can move on the defense. You just cannot break the plane of the football. And we literally were looking right down on it, and no one did. And the official who had the same view threw the flag. Fisher hands off to Miller, hit the line, dives over the pile, and gets across the midfield stripe to the Tiger 48. Gain of three on the play. Second down and seven coming up for Mishawaka.
I think Coach Kinder is coming up with the same answers that Michael Curtis is, and that is a little bit wider is maybe the fullback track that you want against these defenses.
9:20 clock running, quarter two. Mishawaka 7, Warsaw 3. Second down and 7 for the K-Bennett, the Tiger 48, headed toward the north end of Steel Stadium. Option play, Fisher's keeping it. He slips. He'll be stood up at the 46 and thrown backwards.
Brady Fisher, the ball carrier.
Woodward was down at the bottom of the pile. He gets the primary credit on the tackle. It's third down and 5 coming up for Mishawaka.
That was a nice job of gang tackling by the Tigers, because Fisher, he's such a physical specimen that one guy is going to just have a hard time bringing him down.
Third down and 5 from the 46 of the Tigers. Fisher takes a long look around, that kind of backs up. And now ducks under center. Option play up the middle. Not much room for Miller, although they did give him forward credit to the 42-yard line. That's a gain of 4. It sets up fourth down and 1.
Gain of 4.
His second effort was very good. I thought he was down, but evidently the officials did not blow the play dead where I thought it was.
Fourth down and 1. 7:50 left to play in the half. Mishawaka working on a 7-3 lead. Ball in the near hash mark at the Tiger 42. Tigers brought in an extra defensive lineman. And they're showing blitz. Fisher will plunge forward and get the first down. Give him the yard he needed to the 41-yard line. It'll be first down, Caveman. 7:20 left to play. First half. Oh, hold on. Oh, hold on now. Look at where they put the ball down. It's barely across the 41-yard line. First down, anyway. They took a long. That gave me some hope there for a second, because he dove to the 40, but they put the ball down at the 41, said his knee was down there. So he only made the first down by a few inches.
Again, I think we need me to spot the football during these games, Roger, because sometimes these gentlemen have a rough time putting it where it really belongs.
Caveman ball, Tiger 41, leading 7-3. Just under 7 minutes left to play here in the first half. Fisher hands off to Miller, hit by Gabrich, got away, spins across the 35-yard line, and Villema brings him down at the 33. That's a gain of 8 yards and a first down carry for Novell Miller, who now is approaching 500 yards for the season. Second and 2.
That's more of a veer track, and the Tigers are going to have to adjust to that, because Coach Kinder realizes straight up the middle is tough.
Fisher brings him up to the 33, ball just inside the near hash mark, which is the wide side of the caveman formation. Miller up the middle again, first down and more across the 30-yard line down to the 29. That's 5 more yards and another first down for Mishawaka. It is their 5th first down of the opening half. They scored on their first play from scrimmage on a 73-yard run by quarterback Brady Fisher, his 7th rushing touchdown of this season. Mishawaka, like Warsaw does, looks back at a board that describes the play. They have the play on their wristbands, so they look for the corresponding numbers. Fisher from the Tiger 28 up the middle. Miller tackled by Gabrich, but not before he got 3 yards down to the 25. And we've got an injured Mishawaka player on the field.
94,
And it's their center, Eni Rodriguez. Rodriguez is down, pointing at his left knee. Not good. 5:20 left to play here in our opening half. Mishawaka 7, Warsaw 3. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. But he is not walking off the field. He is limping on that left leg. So that's not good news for the Cavemen. Their starting center is out. And it'll be second down for Mishawaka. Second down and 7 from the Tiger 25-yard line. 5:20 left to play here in our first half. Mishawaka with a 7-3 lead. Warsaw with two drives that started inside the Mishawaka 40, and they only got 3 points out of the two of them. Play being summoned in from the sidelines as Rodriguez is in a lot of pain here on the near side of the field, propped up, or the training staff from Mishawaka will attend to him. Miller behind Fisher, second and 8. And Fisher's going to keep it, turn up field, makes a man miss, makes another man miss, and he's on his way to the end zone for a touchdown. Touchdown, Mishawaka. Fisher kept it and strolls to his right. He beat Villema at the 15-yard line and goes in to make it 13-3.
That was a nice cutback by a very experienced three-year starter at quarterback. It's a tough thing when you have a fullback and you've got a quarterback that can run that fast and is that strong. It just makes tackling a real difficult challenge.
Larson on for the extra point. And again, we can't see the goalpost at that end because we're underneath the press box. Kick is up, and the kick is good. 4:48 left to play in the half. 14-3. Mishawaka leads Warsaw. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. They're not in total trouble yet, but they're going to have to get it together here. They need a score before halftime, trailing now 14-3. And again, we're sitting out with the crowd tonight underneath the scoreboard. The band is in the next section over. So if it sounds like the band is close, they are. The unique circumstances that we are under tonight. Brady Fisher has 101 yards on the night for Mishawaka and 2 rushing touchdowns, his 7th and 8th of the season. Larson to kick it away, and this will be Wilson from the 5, 10, 15, 20, full head of steam, 25, and no farther. He'll be stopped there, and that's where Warsaw will take over with 2 timeouts and 4:40 left to play here in the first half. Down by 11.
We need 7, Roger. No question.
Whether we get it quickly or run the half out to get it, Warsaw's got to score here. And they can't settle for 3. They got to have 7. So we'll see how it goes. Offense on the field. They have had a hard time moving the football here against this Mishawaka defense. And Quentin Brock is in there, quarterback. He's got Zollinger behind him. And they give it to Reed, and Reed will get a couple yards to the 27. Tripped up there by Ken Clemente. Second down and 8 coming up for Warsaw. Tigers had 2 great chances in their last 2 drives. Starting at the 37 and the 30 of Mishawaka. And all they could get out of it was 3 points. We might look back on that not as the play of the game, Will, but we might look on that as the sequence of the game. Second down. Again, Zollinger up the middle. Not much room. No gain on the play. Third down and 8 coming up, and Mishawaka calls timeout. Timeout, Mishawaka. 3:59 left to play in the half. Cavemen 14, Tigers 3. Back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Will Shepherd back with you. 3:59 left to play before halftime. The Collier's Family of Brands halftime show comes your way then. Mishawaka with the lead, 14-3. The Tigers facing a third down and 7 from their own 23-yard line. And however they get this first down, they have to get this first down. They cannot come up short. Because you'd be giving Mishawaka the ball back with plenty of time to make it 21-3 before halftime. Quentin Brock under center, ball in the middle of the field. Option play left, Brock keeps it, turns up field, and he got a yard to the 24. Just there's no room there. It's fourth down. The Tigers will have to punt. And now we have a whistle, and Mishawaka is going to take. Mishawaka is going to take a timeout. 3:42 left to play before halftime. Caveman 14, Tigers 3. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger and Will back with you. Austin's alongside. Steve's back at the station. 14-3 Mishawaka. Punt team on for the Tigers. Mason Smythe to boot it away again. Mishawaka has no one back deep. They are playing this like a defensive play. Smythe waiting for the snap from Habegger. Gets it. It's a perfect chest-high snap, and the kick is away. Again, there's nobody back deep, and the ball is going to take a Tiger bounce. Oh, and Egoff touched it at the Mishawaka 29-yard line. I'm not sure why he did that. But that's where it's down, and with 3:33 left in the half, Mishawaka takes over, first down and 10.
Well, the last Mishawaka touchdown, let's remember, we're so used to Smythe putting it in the end zone and opponents starting at the 20. That time, the ball went out of bounds at the 2-yard line, and Mishawaka had really good starting field position at the 35. It makes a, you know, you think, well, it's only 15 yards, but from a psychological perspective, you're out of jail, and that matters.
K-Ben with the ball, first down and 10 from their 29. They are now out of timeouts. 3:33 left before halftime. Fisher takes a look around the Warsaw defense. Now it says something backwards to Miller. He's going to keep it. Turn up field, 30, 35, 40. Got a first down. Five different Tigers got a hand on him. Out to the 41-yard line, gain of 12.
Right now, Mishawaka, the speed with which they're playing and the energy is just a click above Warsaw on both sides of the ball, and you can tell.
Momentum will do that for you, and right now the K-Men have it. From the 41, first down and 10. Clock down to 3 minutes left. Fisher fakes the pitch, rolling out. Looking, throws it back to a wide open Ethan Bryce. He's got it at the 40. He got around Egoff at the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. They threw the backside lob to the near side. Ethan Bryce was wide open. He beat Egoff. Egoff caught up with him, tried to knock the ball away at the 15 and kept slapping at the ball. And he goes in for the score, and it is 20-3. That is a 59-yard pass play.
Let's give Coach Kinder some credit for a really good play call there. Bootleg right, throwback left for the touchdown.
Larson now for the point after. Trying to make it 21. Oh, Mishawaka doing some chicanery here. Acting like they, oh, and then Egoff jumped off sides. And now look at this. Mishawaka's offensive coaches turn around. They're going to send the offense back on the field and go for two. Well, the beginning of this half and the end of this half could not have gone worse for the visitors.
You are right. A mistake like that on the PAT, you just got to remain disciplined and watch the football. It's as simple as watching the football, and no matter what the offense does behind the line of scrimmage, it doesn't matter. And now Warsaw is challenged.
8 on the play clock. Mishawaka ran over to the sidelines. 3 on the play clock. Mishawaka hurries to the line of scrimmage. And Mishawaka didn't get it off, I don't think. But it doesn't matter because Fisher was stopped short of the goal line. The try for two fails. With 2:46 left to play here in the half, it's 20-3 Mishawaka.
Can you explain what happened in terms of the time there, Roger? Did I miss the play clock running down on Mishawaka?
I will tell you that regardless of your level of play, that's the most missed call in football. It's not holding. Because no one seems to know whether the clock went off or not and when it did in relation to when the ball was snapped.
Well, that's a big break for the Warsaw Tigers.
So, Larson will tee it up at the 40 with 2:46 left. You will not hear me say that the Tigers are going to try to run the clock out after what happened last week when they ran, when I said they probably will take a knee here, and then they not only did do that, but they end up scoring with two running plays. The problem for Warsaw and Michael Curtis, the offensive play caller, is what play can you call that you know that you could get even 4 yards? And there isn't one. Larson's kick is going to be taken by an up man at the 10, 15, 20, 25. And they're going to mark him down at the 26-yard line. That's Villema on the return for the Tigers. 2:41 left to play here in the first half. The Collier's Family of Brands halftime show comes up after that.
How did the Tigers respond with enough time? At the minimum, you've got an outstanding field goal kicker. So you've got about roughly, you know, 50 yards here to navigate in 2:41, and that's at the minimum. And we found out last week we can score.
Well, I know this is almost blasphemous to say it out loud. They're going to have to think about throwing the football. I know that's not really part of the deal, but it might have to become part of the deal. Down 20-3. And up the middle, Zollinger will get yardage across the 30, out to the 32-yard line. A little pushing and shoving after the play is over. Gain of 4, second down and 6. 2:28 left. Tigers have 2 timeouts left. On natural grass, they need about 10, 20, 30. They need about 40 yards to give Smythe a real chance. Second and 6. Zollinger again up the middle, and he will crawl forward to the 35. 3 more yards. It's third down and about 2.5 for Warsaw with exactly 2 minutes to play in our first half. 15,
Xavier Juarez on the tackle. I'm like you. I'm trying to think of the play that Michael's going to come up with here.
Third and 2. Warsaw looking for their third first down of the first half. Brock under center, option play, up the middle. Zollinger's got the first down, out to the 40. Timeout, Tigers, I believe. No, not timeout. They stopped the clock. It'll wind again, 1:36, and clock runs. Warsaw down 20-3 to Mishawaka. They got the ball at the 40-yard line, first down and 10. And they have 2 timeouts. Bart Curtis's objective here is clear. That is to get what yards you can and run the rest of this out and go regroup in the locker room. Brock, play action fake, rolling, looking down the field. He's going to throw it deep down the field. Got a man open. Oh, and it's incomplete. I don't think the ball was tipped. I could be wrong. Nolan got behind his man and got 2 hands on it at the 27, but he could not reel it in. If he catches that, he scores. Second down and 10. Oh, there's a flag down back up field. Ineligible man downfield against Warsaw wouldn't have counted anyway. So that'll back the ball up with 1:07 to go. That's a 5-yard penalty. 5-yard walk-off. and it'll be first and 15.
That was a really nice pass by Brock. Off of 1 foot, I might add.
Yeah.
That was right on the money.
Yep, got behind two defenders, did Grady. Wouldn't have mattered anyway, would have come back. First down now from the 35. Quentin under center, option play left. We'll keep it, turn up field. They don't get back to the 40-yard line. Give it to the 41. It's a gain of 6, and it brings up second down. Clock running down under a minute to play here in the first half. Mishawaka scored on their first play of the half. They scored 2 touchdowns in a span of 2 minutes and 2 seconds in the second. Option play right, and Brock is going to keep it. Break 2 tackles, cut back to the far side and dives forward. A saving play made there by Mishawaka. John Cohen saved the day because if Brock gets around him, he takes off running, and now I see another flag back in the Tiger backfield. It's going to be against Warsaw. Holding against the Tigers.
We've seen better first halves, haven't we?
Yeah, like most of them. This is almost like going back to the Michigan City game, the first half, after Drew Sullivan got injured. And now second down. I think Keith Kinder's rethinking whether he should take this penalty or decline it. It doesn't matter. He doesn't have any timeouts left, and there's only 31 seconds left. Warsaw could take a knee here, and Mishawaka could not stop him.
I'd give anything to know what Michael Curtis is thinking upstairs.
Well, the first thing he's thinking is, we got to get downstairs. It's not easy from where they're at. It's a huge crowd here at Mishawaka. The home stands, mostly full. The visiting stands, good representation from the Tigers. That side of the field, there's bleachers literally from goal line to goal line. And so it's really hard to put any perspective on how many people are actually here from Warsaw. So I'm not going to try to guess. Students a little easier. There's about 50 of them. And now Keith Kinder has called over the officials to chat about this whole situation. Keith is pointing out to the middle of the field. Currently the ball is stationed at the 31-yard line. And it's second down. So what do they want to do? This is like the delay in the Notre Dame game last week where the officials reviewed whether the Central Michigan quarterback made it into the end zone. And then right before they got ready to run the play again, they blew the whistle again and they reviewed it again. And now we're going to have another discussion. Keith Kinder is still out on the field. Keith Kinder standing at the third, at the numbers at the 30-yard line on the north end. And now Bart Curtis is coming out there because everybody just kind of standing around, and now the officials are going to jog over and talk to Bart. This is not that hard, fellas. It's a holding penalty. Are they taking it or are they declining it? Either way, Warsaw only has to take a knee to win the half.
I don't know what – I'm trying to figure out what the discussion could be.
Yeah, I don't know either. And after all that, nothing's happened. Now the referee wants to talk to the umpire. Now Bart Curtis would like a word with the referee. He wants him to come over there, and he won't do it. It is third down and 19. Solange up the middle, got a hole. He's the 40. He gets knocked down at the 40. They'll mark him at the 41-yard line. That's a gain of 8 yards for Zollinger, and the clock is at 23 seconds. and continues to run. And again, Mishawaka does not have a timeout. Warsaw does not have to run another play. That's one of Warsaw's biggest running plays of the game so far. It's fourth down and 10. And Warsaw will let the time run out. We see the clock at zeros. Mishawaka, a dominant first half. They lead Warsaw here at the intermission, 20-3. First half scoring comes your way on the Collier's Family Brands Halftime Show next on News Now Warsaw. The Mishawaka High School hip-hop dance team performing here in the center of the field here at Steele Stadium. Mishawaka celebrating period. They're ahead 20-3 over Warsaw in this key Northern Lakes Conference showdown. First half scoring after we remind you that the halftime show is brought to you by the Collier Family of Brands. Collier's Heating and Air Conditioning for your indoor comfort. Collier's Fireplace Shop for cozy fireplaces outdoors and year-round outdoor grilling. And Collier's Solar for energy efficiency for your homes. Learn more at trustcolliers.com. First play of the game from scrimmage. Mishawaka's quarterback, Brady Fisher, went 73 yards for a touchdown at 11:39 of the opening quarter. Lucas Larson kicked the extra point up and good. It was 7-0 Cavemen. The Tigers then, on the next two drives, were able to pin Mishawaka deep in their own end. Warsaw had to punt, but the punt was down at the 4, and Mishawaka had to punt twice from their end zone. Warsaw started a drive at the 37 and did not score. They actually didn't go anywhere and had to punt again. That punt was downed at the 11, and Mishawaka had to punt again, and Warsaw took over at the 33-yard line. And out of those two possessions, Warsaw only scored 3 points. And that was a 29-yard field goal by Mason Smythe with 11:08 to play in the half. That made it 7-3 in favor of Mishawaka. And then the Cavemen scored twice in a span of 2:02 in the second quarter at 4:48. Brady Fisher with a 25-yard run. The extra point by Larson made it 14-3 at 2:46. A 59-yard pass from Fisher to Ethan Bryce made it 20-3. And the extra point got kind of weird because Warsaw jumped offsides. So they moved the ball inside the 2-yard line. Mishawaka decided to go for it, and they did not make it. So the score remains 20-3 here at halftime. When we come back, Jim Miller's got a couple of minutes, or I'm sorry, Dan Spalding's got a couple of minutes of local news for you. And so we look forward to finding out what's going on in Kosciuszko County. And then we'll come back with scores that Steve is supplying us with. And then we'll go through the first half stats. 20-3, Mishawaka. Back with news next on News Now Warsaw. Halftime here at Mishawaka. Cavemen with a 20-3 lead over the Tigers here at Steele Stadium. Other scores in the conference. It's Concord 28, Goshen nothing. That's in the second. They've gone to halftime, Will Shepard. I would like your thoughts on this score, if you would be so kind. How about Northridge 7, Wauwatosa 7 at halftime?
I find that really remarkable. I expected Northwood to
Northridge. Northridge 7, Wauwatosa 7.
Yeah, okay. The Raiders. I don't know if it's a letdown. I don't pretend to know, because I felt Northridge was a second tier team in our conference and would not easily get ahead of Wauwatosa, but I didn't think they would be held to 7 points and a half.
Northwood leads Plymouth late in the second, 21-0. Of course, Mishawaka leads Warsaw here, 20-3. Other scores at halftime: Valley leads Jimtown 14-0. Scores we have: Peru leads Rochester at the half, 7-3, and Columbia City at halftime. I don't know how many halves that Columbia City's only scored 7 points in, but it can't be too many of the first 10 halves they played. They lead New Haven 7-6.
They have been scoring points by the droves, so New Haven is doing something right to hold them down.
20-3 here at Steele Stadium. Mishawaka with the lead over Warsaw. We'll give the first half stats brought to you by Aldifer Bergen & Company next on News Now Warsaw. The Collier's Family of Brands halftime show continues with the first half stats. Those are brought to you by Aldifer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. In the first half, Mishawaka had 17 carries for 147 yards. That's over 8.5 yards per carry. They were 1 of 2 passing for 59 yards. That went for a touchdown. So they ran 19 plays for 206 yards. And of those 19 plays, they scored 3 times. They didn't have any turnovers. They didn't have any penalties. And they did punt twice. For Warsaw, just 3 first downs in the first half. They ran the ball 23 times for 51 yards. That is 2.2 yards per carry. They were 1 of 3 passing for 12 yards. So they ran 26 plays in the first half for only 63 yards. They also did not have a turnover in the first half, but they did have 4 penalties for 30 yards, and they did punt 3 times. Individually for the Tigers in the first half of play, Reed Zollinger bottled up almost completely in that first half. He had 14 carries for only 36 yards. The longest carry of the half for him was that last carry when he went for 8 yards. Otherwise, the Tigers have really struggled here in the first half of play on the offensive side. And, well, they got to get it going here. They right off the bat, they can't wait if they want to get back into this game. Oh, hold on. There you go.
To Mishawaka's credit, they played better and they played harder than Warsaw. I don't think anybody that's watched the first half would disagree with that in any way. And you have to give credit where credit's due there. I'm really impressed with their underclassmen linebackers. They have really bottled up our run game, and I didn't think that really could be done.
That wraps up the halftime show presented by the Collier's Family of Brands, Collier's Heating and Air Conditioning for your indoor comfort, Collier's Fireplace Shop for cozy fireplaces and year-round outdoor grilling, and Collier's Solar for energy efficiency for your homes. Learn more at trustcolliers.com. We start the third quarter of play after this timeout. You're listening to News Now Warsaw.